Back for the fourth quarter here with Cheney with the ball and a 27-7 lead over the Scott City Beavers. And it would be the Cardinals with the football. They would move the ball down the field here. They get to the Scott City 46 with about 9:50 to go in the game. But the Beavers would force their second turnover of the night.
This is the first third down attempt of the second half for the Cardinals. Hard to believe it. Play fake. Now looking is Voth down the field. Fires in the middle of the field. Pass is going to be overthrown. And Kevin Serrano gets a pick at the 5. Goes right side. 10, 15. Cuts it left to the 20. Splits through 2. 25 to the 27-yard line. And the second turnover of the night. Picked off by Kevin Serrano, his third pick of the year with 9:51 to go.
Kevin Serrano's interception and return to the 28-yard line gave Scott City still a little bit of life, but barely life there left, down 27-7 with 9:51 to go in the game. The Beavers would be forced to punt on fourth down after three and out there. It'd be another three and out for Scott City, but on fourth down, Scott City with 20 points down, season on the line, why not try something different? They would try a fake on fourth down.
Fifth punt of the night, that's a fake, and why not? Here's Gooden back to pass on fourth down. Now he rolls left. He's just going to tuck it up and run. He's only going to get 3 to the 29-yard line, or 30-yard line. That's going to be a turnover on downs.
Genie would set up at the Scott City 30-yard line, 9:23 to go in the game, down 27-7. After being stuffed on first down, the Cardinals will go to the air to set up their fifth touchdown of the night.
Block now at quarterback. He will drop back to pass on second down. All kinds of time. Bullet down the middle for Voth, and it's going to be first and goal to 3. On the deep post pattern, Kevin Serrano with the stop. Boy, that was a strike of 26 yards from block to Voth.
On first and goal at the Scott City 3-yard line, the Cardinals will go to their quarterback power run game for their fifth touchdown of the night.
Zach Block, the senior quarterback, will take the direct snap over the right side, now cut it left, and he will be into the end zone, standing up, touchdown Cheney. They have opened this game here with 8:08 to go, leading at 33-7.
Cheney would fake the extra point. They would actually go for 2 and be a connection. The holder, Harrison Voth, would find Luke Grace on the right side for the 2-point conversion. And with 8:08 to go, the Cardinals capped a 3-play, 30-yard drive at a minute 15. They'd go up by a count of 35-7. Scott City would go 3 and out on their next drive and punt it. The Cardinals would go 10 plays. And run off almost 3 minutes and put the icing on the cake with the field goal from their senior, Hunter Ivory.
He'll kick from the north end zone. Here's a kick. It's up, and it is good. The kick is good. 34-yard field goal, 38-7 for Cheney with 4:14 to go.
The 34-yard field goal by Hunter Ivory gave Cheney the 38-7 lead with 4:14 to go. Scott City would go 3 and out and punt it. And they lose 5 yards on 3 downs and punt it from their own 30 with 3:12 to go. Cheney would run about 4 or 5 plays and run the clock out and advance to their first ever sub-state game with a 38-7 pounding of Scott City on Friday night at Darner Field. We'll have post-game reaction and recap in our final segment of the year next on WesternKansasNews.com.